You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey there, just a quick update. I spent the summer resting and realigning, and it was incredibly restorative for my mind, body, and spirit. And now I am so excited to come back. Starting October 2nd, I'll be back with brand new episodes, fresh insights, and new resources to help you feel calm, confident, and empowered for your birth. Until then, enjoy this episode. Your birth matters, and I'm honored to be a part of how you prepare for it. This is a quick little fun story time episode of how I found out I was pregnant. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a board-certified OBGYN who's been in practice for nearly 15 years. I've had the privilege of helping over 1,000 babies into this world, and I'm here to help you be calm, confident, and empowered to have a beautiful pregnancy and birth. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether you are a new listener or a returning listener, I'm so grateful you're spending some of your time with me today. So in this short episode, I am going to share with you how I found out I was pregnant for both of my sweet girls. All right, so let's go ahead and just hop right in. So for our first, we tried to get pregnant for about 6 months. And I know that doesn't sound like a long time. And for people who have taken a lot longer to get pregnant, I know that that sounds crazy, but for me, that 6 months really felt like forever, especially for someone who is like a high achiever, you know, type A. I want things to happen when I want them to happen kind of thing. So 6 months, and it was just driving me crazy. And then in addition to it taking longer than I had anticipated, I was also having a lot of pain. So prior to that, I had been on birth control pills for years. I don't know, maybe like 10 years at least. I mean, it had been a long time that I was on birth control pills. So I was not used to having painful periods or really any sort of pain at all. And I was having quite a bit of pain during the process of trying, and it was hard to pinpoint when it was happening, and it was just a lot. So I really thought that I might have endometriosis. So endometriosis is a condition where the lining of the uterus, instead of going out like and being shed during the period, it goes backwards, we believe, through the fallopian tubes, and then it settles into the abdomen, and there's really no place for it to go. And it's still stimulated in the same way by hormones that the tissue inside the uterus is. So it goes through the cycle of building up and bleeding and causing that inside of the belly. And it can lead to a lot of pain. It can lead to scar tissue. It can lead to challenges getting pregnant. So I thought between me having the pain and then it taking 6 months, I thought I might have endometriosis. Well, we were about to schedule a surgery. I was about to schedule a surgery a diagnostic laparoscopy. A laparoscopy is a surgery where we look inside of your belly with small cameras and just see what we see. So diagnostic was just, let's just look in, see what we see, see if there's any endometriosis that needs to be cleaned up, that needs to be taken care of, that may be impacting your ability to get pregnant. And I know we generally say that, you know, wait a year of infertility before you start getting concerned, but I felt like, you know, I'm a little older, even though in hindsight, 32 is not old, but I felt older. So, and me again, my type A is like, I just want to look and figure this out and know what's going on now. So we had told my family, you know, we've been trying, it's not working out. I think I'm going to get a surgery and look and see what's going on and kind of go from there. Well, lo and behold, one day my period was late and I was like, oh great, now it's going to start being irregular on top of everything else. Okay. So I really just, we had still been trying, but I just didn't really think, you know, that I was probably pregnant. So I took a pregnancy test just to like be thorough, and that joker popped up immediately positive. And I looked at it and I was like, huh? Like I was so confused because I was just like, am I really pregnant? Like like it's been taking longer, you know, I'm about to schedule the surgery. So I like got up out the bathroom and like walked out the bathroom with the pregnancy test in my hand and just like stuck my hand out and showed it to my husband, like, look at this. And he was like, what? Huh? Like, are you pregnant? And so then I was like, yeah, we were just so confused. So yeah, and yes, even though I'm an OBGYN, still confused. So we immediately drove to the dollar store and I got like 5 more tests. And yes, every single one of them was indeed positive. And that child is now about to turn 16. Okay, so story number 2. Fast forward about a year after that child was born, and we were trying to get pregnant with baby number 2, and I just thought it would take some time. So as I mentioned, it took about 6 months for us to get pregnant with our first. And when we tried for baby number 2, I was 2 years older, so I was 34, almost advanced maternal age, and by the time of the birth I would be advanced maternal age. So I just assumed that it would probably take around the same amount of time or longer, right? That seems like logical, even though I know logically every single time is different, every single time it varies, but in my mind it just seemed to make sense. I'm older, it's going to take longer because it took a while the first time. When you're pregnant, you deserve products and research that actually put women first. But the reality is that when it comes to clinical studies, women are often left out, pregnant women especially. And that means a lot of prenatal vitamins aren't even clinically tested, yet they're supposed to support one of the most important stages of your life. That's why I trust Ritual. Their essential prenatal multivitamin is the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. In that study, moms taking Ritual had lower overall cortisol levels in pregnancy compared to a leading prenatal. And from my perspective as an OBGYN, I appreciate that every ingredient is traceable, third-party tested, and designed for optimal absorption. It's also been designed with upset stomach in mind, which makes it a better overall experience. Pregnant women deserve more than afterthought care, and Ritual is pushing the standard higher. Don't settle for less than evidence-based support. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/Dr. Nicole. Start Ritual or add Essential Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/Dr. Nicole for 25% off. Well, of course, after just 1 month of trying, 1 month, I was sitting at my desk at work, eating lunch, you know, texting with my husband. And I said, you know what? My period is pretty late. I wonder what's going on. Again, no clue, no thought, no concept. despite the fact that I am a whole entire OBGYN, okay? And I knew that we were trying to have a baby. It did not occur to me at all, I am not joking, that I could possibly be pregnant and that I should take a pregnancy test. Like, the thought did not cross my mind even a little bit. So my husband texted me back and he said, aren't you an OBGYN? Go take a pregnancy test, genius. And I was like, oh yes, I am an OBGYN. Yes, that does make sense. Yes, it is late. Yes, I should take a pregnancy test. So I went and grabbed one of the ones in the office, the benefits of being an OBGYN. And yes, of course, that thing lit up like a Christmas tree as positive. And that child is now about to turn 14. Okay, so just a couple more comments about pregnancy tests in general. Urine pregnancy tests can pick up extremely low levels of the pregnancy hormone, as low as 20 to 50. So you might get a positive test result from an at-home test as early as 10 days after conception, okay? As early as 10 days after conception is going to be 3 or 4 days before your missed period. So you may get a positive test pretty early, depending on the sensitivity of the test. Now, if you are really anxious and want to know, test in the morning. Urine tends to be more concentrated in the morning, so it's going to have a more concentrated level of the HCG hormones. And also, those dollar store pregnancy tests work just fine. They work perfectly fine. You don't need to pay a ton of money for a pregnancy test. The more expensive ones may pick up lower levels of HCG. I think there are some that even pick up levels as low as 10. I mean, you are barely pregnant with a level of 10, but those dollar store tests work just fine. Don't feel like you have to spend tons and tons of money on pregnancy tests because they all pick up very low levels of HCG. If one doesn't work one day, it'll work in a day or two because the levels rise pretty quickly. Okay, is there anyone else who was surprised to find out when they were pregnant? Shoot me a DM on Instagram at Dr. Nicole Rankins, let me know, or shoot me an email through my website and let me know your story of finding out that you were pregnant. All right, so there you have it. Do me a solid, share this podcast with a friend. Also, leave me a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts if you enjoy the podcast. It helps the show to grow, helps other women to find the show, and I'd love to hear what you think about the show. And do check me out on Instagram. We can connect outside of the podcast there. I am at Dr. Nicole Rankins. And again, I would love to hear your stories of how you found out you were pregnant too. So that is it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.